Hi everyone, welcome to the show. I'm Tiffany.
And I'm Laura.
Hi, how are you guys today? Today I have a question for you, Laura. Do you like eating snacks?
Of course I do. Actually, can I have some snacks right now?
What kind of snacks do you want? Or what kind of snacks do you usually eat?
Oh, okay. I like junk food.
Oh.
Potato chips. 我超喜欢吃零食的。And be careful when you say this word snack. S-N-A-C-K. Do not pronounce it as snake, because that's 蛇的意思。
It means a completely different thing, so be careful.
Right. Okay, 不要讲错咯。
So you're more of a junk food type of person.
Yeah. Is that
bad? Maybe a little bit. Do you eat it a lot or?
Sometimes when I'm like really hungry.
Okay, well, I think we have a recipe here that maybe you can try. And it's actually a little bit healthier than junk food. It's going to taste good, trust me.
Really?
Do you like fruit?
Oh, I love fruit.
Okay, then it's perfect. I think you'll like it a lot.
Okay, so 健康又好吃。Okay, 我还蛮好奇。Let's take a look. Fruit salad in a jar.
Annie and Bradley are in the kitchen. She is teaching Bradley how to prepare her favorite school snack.
Today, we're making fruit salad in a jar.
That sounds interesting.
You can use any fruits. I'm using pineapples, guavas, bananas, and papayas. I'll also want to add yogurt.
Can I steal a bite?
Later.We need to wash, peel, and cut the fruits up.
What's next?
Put the yogurt at the bottom of the jar. Then, put the fruits layer by layer. This keeps the fruit fresh for longer.
It looks nice.
Now, put the lid on. Keep the jar in the refrigerator until you're ready to eat it. Remember to shake the jar to mix up the fruits.
I can't wait to bring this healthy snack to school tomorrow.
Word power!
Kitchen. Kitchen. Grace is making breakfast in the kitchen.Grace is making breakfast in the kitchen. Salad. Salad. I need to eat more vegetables, so I'm going to have a salad. I need to eat more vegetables, so I'm going to have a salad. Papaya. Papaya. There are a lot of small black seeds in a papaya. There are a lot of small black seeds in a papaya. Lid. Lid. Please put the lid back on the box. Please put the lid back on the box.
All right, so our article first starts off with the scenario. So what is happening? So Annie and Bradley are in the kitchen. She is teaching Bradley how to prepare her favorite school snack.
哦，好，一开始我们就看到这个 Annie 跟 Bradley 两个人哦，是我们今天的主角。他们两个在哪里呢？他们在厨房。那这个 Annie 在教 Bradley 怎么做他最喜欢的点心。然后呢，他这样子就可以带到学校去哦。And we see this word kitchen, Tiffany, right?
Right. So what is a kitchen? It's basically the room in the house where you cook and you prepare food.
Okay, 我们来看一下 kitchen 这个 word power word, 它当然就是厨房的意思啦 ,K-I-T-C-H-E-N, okay, 那常常我们在 kitchen 会看到什么呢当然就是我看到柜子就是可以放东西的那个就叫做 kitchen counters, C-O-U-N-T-E-R, 当然呢有时候我们可能会在厨房可能会吃东西其实我会在厨房吃东西所以有时候我们会看到有些食物也会摆在 kitchen table, 那厨房可能有时候我们要 要做很多料理，那要记得干净，也要洗手，或者要把那个碗盘洗干净。那这时候我们就会在 kitchen sink， 也就是水槽那个地方做这些事情了。
Yeah, if you don't do that, then you're gonna have a lot of cockroaches at home. It's so scary.
Yuck.
Yeah. Anyway, so where do you spend most of the time in your house?
Actually, I think it's the living room because I love watching TV.
I spend my time maybe in the bedroom because I like to sleep. It's really bad.
I love sleeping as well.
All right, anyway, so let's take a look at our word power sentence. Grace is making breakfast in the kitchen. Grace is making breakfast in the kitchen.
OK, 刚刚的例句就是在说这个 Grace, 她在这个厨房做早餐 breakfast.
OK, next in the article, Annie says, Today we're making fruit salad in a jar.
Wow, 所以我们马上就揭晓哦，她原来在做什么呢？就是呢，她说这个 Annie 就说今天我们要来做罐装的水果沙拉。
So what is a salad? S-A-L-A-D. A salad is basically a dish that has a lot of raw vegetables mixed together. Now, you can put maybe lettuce, cucumbers, tomatoes, carrots, or any vegetables that you like. Then you usually put a dressing on top to give it some more flavor. So this is usually what a salad is like.
OK, 我们来看一下注意哦，中文我们说的沙拉英文发音是 salad, OK, 要注意发音，因为它后面还有一个 D,、the sound, so not salad, or something like that. OK, 那我们常常有就是在沙拉会看到什么呢？当然是好吃的生菜啦，像是我们会看到莴苣，就是刚刚 Tiffany 老师说的 lettuce, 还有 cucumbers, 我好喜欢小黄瓜、因为夏天吃小黄瓜很棒。
Very refreshing.
I know, 还有这个我也很喜欢吃番茄 tomatoes 或者是像小番茄 cherry tomatoes 也超好吃在沙拉里面然后还有像是 carrots 我就不太爱红萝卜 I'm kind of a picky eater 我有点挑食但是你知道我最喜欢吃什么样的 salad 吗、就是、
Which one?
I love potato salad
That is really good
I know pasta salad is really good
It's good and it's really refreshing I think on a summer day you get full So actually you can eat a lot of healthy food actually
所以其实通心面的沙拉大家有没有吃过跟这个 mayonnaise 的美乃滋还有这个马铃薯沙拉那是我的最爱咯。
All right, so sometimes, you know, instead of using vegetables,、you can maybe even use fruit instead. So、this is what Annie is going to teach Bradley today.
That's right, 没错，这个、水果沙拉呢，就是今天我们要做的东西，而且配上，我觉得配上 yogurt, 就是优酪乳，也超美味的 ,tasty, yummy.、
All right, so let's take a look at our word power sentence for the word salad.、I need to eat more vegetables,So, I'm going to have a salad. I need to eat more vegetables, so I'm going to have a salad.
OK, 我需要多吃点蔬菜 vegetables, 所以呢，我要吃沙拉。
Right, so next in the article, Bradley says, that sounds interesting.
Bradley 是真的很想做吗？他只是说听起来颇有趣的，可是他应该要一起帮忙好不好？
Yeah, okay, so Annie then says, you can use any fruits. I'm using pineapples, guavas, bananas, and papayas. I'll also want to add yogurt.
我刚刚不是说过啊，水果配这个优格最赞了。所以刚刚 Annie 就说，好啦，你可以用任何一种水果，但是他用的是什么呢？是 pineapples， 就是凤梨，或者是芭乐。I love guavas， 还有这个香蕉以及木瓜。OK， 木瓜的英文怎么说啊
？We call that papaya. Okay,、you spell this P-A-P-A.Y-A, okay, papaya. Now, it's a type of fruit that we usually find in warm places, like on the islands. And you can tell what a papaya is by looking at the skin on the outside. It's usually green, but when you cut it, the fruit on the inside is orange. So it's kind of soft, like a mango as well.
Oh, papaya, 原来就是木瓜哦。Actually, I don't like the smell of papayas. 我觉得它闻起来很像 vomit, 很像吐。Sorry,
it has
guys.
It has a very strong smell.
如果你们喜欢就可以，对不起哦，我不喜欢。可是你知道我喜欢什么 ？I love papaya milk, 就是木瓜牛奶。
That is really good.
Right.
Yes. So, let's take a look at our word power sentence for papaya. There are a lot of small black seeds in a papaya. There are a lot of small black seeds in a papaya.
对呀、啊，木瓜里面有很多很小的黑色的籽，就是 seeds.
I didn't know that, actually. Alright, so speaking of fruits, do you have any favorite fruit?
I love strawberries, cherries, blueberries. Oh my gosh, I'm a berry
Everything.
Fan.
You're a berry fan. Alright, okay. So next, Bradley says, can I steal a bite?
Is he gonna steal something, Bradley? Okay, 这里 Bradley 是开玩笑说，哎，我可以偷吃一口吗？应该他可以大方的吃啦，因为又不是、
yeah.
对，又不是在外面在卖这个沙拉。Okay, so steal a bite.
It steal a bite means to try to have a taste of someone else's food. So you're not literally stealing something. You just want to try to taste them. So you can also say take a bite, or you can even use sneak in a few bites.
Oh, okay, so 如果你想要偷吃别人东西一口的时候、mm-hmm. 就可以这么说就说 can I steal a bite, 好可爱哦就是可以偷吃一口或是 can I take a bite, 就是我可以咬一口吗因为其中的一口吃一小口就是 a bite, 不过如果你要喝一小口的话呢可以就可能要用另外一个字就是 sip, S-I-P, 这个是喝的东西像如果你要喝人家一口可乐、
mm-hmm.
can I have a sip, 对啊、mm-hmm. 然后有时候你当然也可以 steal other things like can I steal a cookie? Can I steal a chip? 就是如果你在吃马铃薯片或者是这个巧克力饼干还是什么你就很想要偷吃一个你就可以这样说啦
Right. Next, Annie then says, later, we need to wash, peel, and cut the fruits up. So not yet, we cannot eat it yet because you need to make sure the fruit is clean and you have to make sure that you don't have any of the skin on the outside. So when you want to take out or you want to take something apart, you can peel it. So you're removing the outer part of the fruit or vegetable and then revealing its skin.
Huh, Annie 怎么那么认真呢、啊、又不知道哪里卖开玩笑的好啦就是为了这个还是要等怎么样要洗水果因为它可能很脏还没有洗、
yeah.
对不对可能在外面你也知道刚买回来一定有 germs 有细菌还有这个你要怎么样 peel 就是 P-E-E-L 就是要剥皮其实水果皮诶刚好它的名词也可以用 peel 这个字哦不在这里我们是当作动词表示剥皮当然还要怎么样 cut the fruits up 就是要把水果切一切
Right, because sometimes we cannot eat all the fruits with its skin, like an mm-hmm. orange. We can't eat that, and it's not really good、
oh,
for our stomachs. No, I don't think so.
Okay.
So don't try it, though.
Some skins we can, right? Like apples.
Yeah, apples we can.
对，然后 pears 也可以，可是 bananas 就不行。
No way.
可是我看一个报道，他说吃那个皮，香蕉皮会就是 you'll be happier. 他最抗忧郁 or something. I don't know. Probably like one of those.
Is it an April Fool's joke?
Okay, I don't know.
Okay.
不要因为我随便乱说，然后就去吃香蕉皮哦。
Let's not try that yet. All right. So next in the article, Bradley says.What's next?
Yeah, what's next? 接下来嘞
Annie then says, put the yogurt at the bottom of the jar, then put the fruits layer by layer. This keeps the fruit fresh for longer.
Oh, that sounds a bit difficult because I'm not really good with cooking and stuff. Okay, 我们来试试看。他说把优格放在罐子的最底层，然后之后再把水果分层堆叠，哇，这个字 layer 就是这个意思了。这样子可以让水果保持新鲜久一点哦。
Right, and to do this, she's going to use a jar. So we saw the word jar a while ago, but a jar is basically a round, kind of circular container. Usually it's made out of glass, and you use it to store food. So you can put jam inside, peanut butter, herb, or even you can put some herbs inside as well. So she's using this jar for the fruit salad to make sure everything is fresh.
我知道 jar 就是罐子，像我们可能会有果酱啊，或者是装这个 pickles, 就是可能菜果。But I hate pickled onions. Ew. Okay, so next Bradley says, it looks nice. 他说看起来好棒哦。
Right. Then Annie says, now put the lid on. Keep the jar in the refrigerator until you're ready to eat it. Remember to shake the jar to mix up the fruits.
OK, 那现在把这个盖子盖上，把这个罐子放在冰箱里冷藏，直到你这个准备吃了为止。记得要怎么样 shake, 要摇一摇，把水果 mix up, 混在一块。OK, so lid,
A lid is the thing that you put on a box, can, or jar, and it's to cover it, so you can remove it or lift it up. So we use the lid to keep everything fresh.
没错，要保持新鲜，一定要记得盖上 lid, 就是盖子啦 ,L-I-D. And how can we use that in a sentence?
Alright, so our word power sentence is, please put the lid back on the box. Please put the lid back on the box.
请把箱子的盖子盖回去。
And lastly, our article says, Bradley says, I can't wait to bring this healthy snack to school tomorrow.
Woohoo! So Bradley, 他等不及明天要带着健康的点心去学校咯。Can't wait 就是等不及咯。
Yeah, me too. Alright, so let's take a short break and we'll be right back.All right, so that sounds like a great snack to eat. Are you going to try it?
我们先来做，好不好？我们先来做。
Okay, let's do it.
Okay, bye guys.
Bye guys. Bye.
We have to go do it.
Let's take a picture of us all jumping on the beach.
Let's take a picture of us all jumping on the beach.
Hello everyone, this is Winnie. 大家一定都有跟朋友出游的经验啦。最经典的一定就是大家比如说要在车站前来张321跳，拍一张双脚腾空在空中的照片留念。你知道我在说什么吧？这时候我们就来看今天的小聚会，学学该怎么说吧。Let's take a picture of us all jumping on the beach.Let's take a picture of us all jumping on the beach. 意思就是，诶，我们来拍张大家在海滩上跳跃的照片吧。Let's do something 用来提议，诶，我们来做什么什么事情吧。比如，哦，走好久的路哦。Let's take a break. 或是 Let's find a place to sit. 我们找个地方坐坐吧。那我们可以试试看，我们来拍张照片吧的英文。You got it. Let's take a picture. 后面可以再加上想要拍怎么样的照片，像是有些人喜欢拍花的照片。Let's take a picture of the flowers. 那今天小聚会就是要拍我们一起在海滩上跳跃的照片。Let's take a picture of us all jumping on the beach.如果你很爱拍照，那今天这句就得好好记起来啦，下次随口唠一两句就吓死朋友了。这礼拜海滩上的小聚会就到这咯， See you next time.
Let's take a picture of us all jumping on the beach.
Let's take a picture of us all jumping on the beach.
Kit Kat.
Pulling my leg?
Huh? 我没有拉你的脚啦。
Oh, no, I mean, are you kidding?
啊？这两句是一样的意思吗？
飞飞飞飞。
浩姐，你很慢呢。You are losing.
Are you pulling my leg? I'm the queen of lean games.
哦，谁要拉你的腿啊？我一只手可以让你，你看。
这个游戏太神奇，真的可以飞走哎！不过刚刚我还是比输了我老弟，但是呢，他的英文可是一点都没长进。刚刚我不是说了 Are you pulling my leg? Alan 老弟竟然把 pull one's leg 听成了拉腿的意思。其实呢 ，pull somebody's leg 源自于这个拉某人的后腿、扯他的后腿的这样的一个恶作剧的玩笑。后来呢，就用来引申为这个开玩笑啦，或者是愚弄别人的意思。所以如果你听到对方讲话很夸张，令你感到很怀疑，你就可能会说 Are you pulling my leg? Or you're pulling my leg? 来表示你在跟我开玩笑吗？或者是你别闹了这样的意思。这和大家比较熟悉的 Are you kidding? You're kidding me? Or you've got to be joking? 是差不多的意思哦。另外呢，以上这些句子还可以用来表示不会吧，真的假的，我才不信耶，这样的一个情况哦。For example, Alan told me he saw Estrella and Michael out on a date the other day. Alan 跟我讲说他看到他的好朋友 Michael 和我表姐一起去约会。不会吧，表姐的眼光有这么差吗？所以这时候我可以回答 Are you kidding? Or are you pulling my leg?另外我还可以说 For real? Seriously? Or no kidding?
What did we learn from teacher Laura?
所以其实 Are you pulling my leg? 就是等于 Are you kidding? 你在跟我开玩笑吗？
Fruit salad in a jar.
Annie and Bradley are in the kitchen. She is teaching Bradley how to prepare her favorite school snack.
Today, we're making fruit salad in a jar.
That sounds interesting.
You can use any fruits. I'm using pineapples, guavas, bananas, and papayas.I'll also want to add yogurt.
Can I steal a bite?
Later. We need to wash, peel, and cut the fruits up.
What's next?
Put the yogurt at the bottom of the jar. Then put the fruits layer by layer. This keeps the fruit fresh for longer.
It looks nice.
Now put the lid on. Keep the jar in the refrigerator.Until you're ready to eat it. Remember to shake the jar to mix up the fruits.
I can't wait to bring this healthy snack to school tomorrow.
Kitchen. Kitchen. Grace is making breakfast in the kitchen. Grace is making breakfast in the kitchen. Salad.Salad. I need to eat more vegetables, so I'm going to have a salad. I need to eat more vegetables, so I'm going to have a salad. Papaya. Papaya. There are a lot of small black seeds in a.Papaya. There are a lot of small black seeds in a papaya. Lid. Lid. Please put the lid back on the box. Please put the lid back on the box.